In Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, who is Jesus the Christ. Amen. Every one of us here today, I'm not sure about the real young ones, but those of us who have attained certain age, and most of us are that age, we've all had very memorable experiences in our lives that we like to remember. It seems like that is a part of the process of growing older, that we have that privilege of doing that, and we have a lot of that to go on. A lot of memorable experiences, be they family experiences, or career experiences, or whatever the variety is. A lot of experiences that we draw upon as people. We remember, and we bring those back to our memory, and we share it with mates, we share it with other family members, friends, whatever it might be. It's part of our deal. For me as a preacher, I've had some very memorable experiences. And I want to just take a little opportunity to share a couple with you. In 1977, Naomi and I and a number of people made a trip to Scandinavia. While we were in Scandinavia, we came into a small village in Norway, a village by the name of Hemsedal. It was on the Sognefjord in Norway. It was a place of my ancestors many years ago. And we had made arrangements in this beautiful little city, beautiful little town, to have the church opened that Sunday evening as we came to that village, so that we could have a worship there that night. I had prepared some things. We sang, we prayed. It was not just our group, but we had some of the local people as well who came to share that service with us. I preached. I preached in the home of my ancestors. It was a great experience. Four years later, I was making a second trip to the Holy Land. Naomi was not on this particular trip, but a number of people from the parish that I was serving were there. And we had an opportunity to spend time at the Sea of Galilee on the northern shore. If you've ever been there, you'll know that's one of the greatest of the places to visit. The north shore of the Sea of Galilee, Samaria. And to sit on those rocks and to experience the hillsides and to know that it was here that our Lord preached that sermon, the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed. Blessed are you. And he went on. And he fed the 5,000 from there. And he had enough to feed many, many more after all were filled. We had a worship on the shoreline of the Sea of Galilee that day. It was amazing to sing and to pray in that place. What a beautiful time. And then in 1988, I was invited to preach at the Lutheran Church of the Redeemer in the city of Jerusalem. We had friends of ours from Milwaukee who were members of our parish there. He was the director of the YMCA for Milwaukee and all of the satellites around, and he was invited to be the director of the YMCA in Jerusalem. And so David and Mary Alice accepted that, and he went to be the director of the YMCA, which is a part of the YMCA of the United States, in Jerusalem. And it was through David and Mary Alice then, who attended the Lutheran Church of the Redeemer in Jerusalem, that it was arranged that when we came over with a group of people that I would preach at the Lutheran Church of the Redeemer. I pointed out to Dawn before the service right now, or as we were, this bulletin from 1988. Lutheran Church of the Redeemer. I tell you, for a preacher to preach someplace, that's it. That's Yankee Stadium, and that's Lambeau Field, and that's Madison Square Garden, all rolled into one. It was quite an experience. The Lutheran Church of the Redeemer was a church that dated back to the 11th century. It was a Roman Catholic church. But in the year 1869, that church was given to the German Lutheran people who were living in Jerusalem, who established a hospital, Augusta Victoria Hospital, and schools for children and people living on the edges who needed help. And it was given by a Turkish sultan. At the time, those people were the ruling people in Jerusalem. It was given in 1869 to those German Lutherans, and it has been a Lutheran church ever since. 30 years ago, last Sunday, I preached there. Memorable. It was overwhelming, in fact, to stand in that old city of Jerusalem where our Lord walked and where pilgrims for centuries have worshipped. On that day, we were surrounded by people not only from our parish in Milwaukee, but people from around the world who lived in Jerusalem at that time, who worshipped in that particular church. Remembering Jesus' appearance to the disciples on that day, for that was the text that I just read for you. As Jesus came to them and appeared and said, "Peace be with you." It was an amazing experience, one that I and Naomi will never forget. But can you remember being, can you imagine, I should say, being there on that very first Easter night? Jesus coming to them, peace be with you, sharing with them. Two of them having seen him on the road to Emmaus and then sharing the bread with them. Jesus opens the scriptures to them, and he says to them, "You are witnesses of these things. You are witnesses of these things." And then he says to them, "Now you stay here in the city. Stay here until you have been clothed with the power from on high. Stay here." And 50 days later, on Pentecost, that happened. As they and hundreds of others were clothed with power from on high. Pentecost. You are witnesses of these things, and now you have the power. And you are to go and be my witnesses. We often hear the words today, if you see something, if you hear something, if you have experienced something, say something. Say something. Jesus said, "You are my witnesses." You've heard something, you've seen something, you've experienced something. I'll go and share something. About 53 years ago, Naomi and I were in California. I was on internship from the seminary we were in San Bernardino. Our first daughter was born out there. I remember having a car accident when I was in San Bernardino. I was traveling down a rather main street of San Bernardino. Came to the intersection, stopped. The light turned green. I proceeded across the intersection and wham! I was hit by a car coming from my left and the left rear and spun me around and up onto the curbing across the intersection. I wasn't hurt. Kind of gathered my thoughts, was able to open the door of the car, got out, went over to the car that had hit me. Happened to be a lady that was driving. That's neither here nor there. And she says to me, "Why didn't you stop for the light?" I said, "Oh, this is not good. I was going to ask you the same question." A police officer was arriving and he came. And among other things, he said, are there any folks here that were witnesses of this? And two people stepped forward and said, "Yes, we saw what happened, and this man had the green light." They were witnesses. They told what they had seen. And they were witnesses to that event. I could have gone and hugged them. I think I may have. They were witnesses to a car accident. Jesus says, "You are witnesses to what you have seen and heard and experienced in your life as Christians in this Easter season, in this time of resurrection. You are witnesses, and you shall receive power to go out and share that. If you see something, say something." A spiritual hero of mine, and I know of Naomi's as well. When we were in seminary, the president of the seminary was a man by the name of Dr. Alvin Rognes and his wife Nora. A terrific man. He was like a father and she a mother to the 105 of us young men, and it was only young men back then, young men who were in the seminary training to be pastors, and those of us who were married, they also experienced that same love from Alvin and Nora Rognes. Dr. Rognes was, among other things, a very prolific writer as well. And in one of his books, he shares this story, that there was a storm off the coast of Maine. And there was a boat out in the water that was in trouble on the rocky shores. If the Coast Guard goes out, they also will be in trouble, perhaps. They could be in danger. And the captain stood before his men and he simply said, "We don't have to return, but we do have to go out." Jesus said, "You are my witnesses. You do have to go out. I can't guarantee you what the results are going to be when you do go out, and I can't tell you what to say or do or be, but you've got to go out. It's up to you to share. Let me take care of the rest. You are my witnesses." Amen.